In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The preaching of Christ is a mystery that had been kept silent for eternal ages, but through the Holy Scriptures has now been made known to every nation. There is no foundation, for Jesus alone is the Christ, the Son of the living God. All other gods are dead, fake, and the figments of man's fallen imagination. There is no breath in them. There is no life in them. They cannot speak. They cannot save. They cannot create. But God the Father can. He can speak because he does live. He speaks, and his word is a creative power that brought nothing and made it into something. When he speaks, his word always accomplishes his purpose. For that word is the eternal Son of God who reigns forever with the Father. He lives, even as the Father lives. For a son is always of the same essence as his father. Long ago, this living God spoke by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In him there is life, for he is the life. He came so that man might have life and have it to the full. How can you live apart from him who is life? How can you flourish apart from him who gives meaning and purpose to your life? Jesus Christ gives you life through faith in his blood. There is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Christ is it. Not St. Peter, not St. Paul, Jesus Christ is it. The title Christ is a Greek word that means anointed one. The Hebrew word is Messiah. In the Old Testament, there were other anointed ones. That is, there were other Christs or other Messiahs. Our translators always translate them as anointed ones, but the word is Messiah, or in Greek, Christ. So you have Elijah and Elisha that were Christs, for they were anointed to preach the word of God. Aaron and his son were little Christs, because they were anointed to serve God in his temple as his priests. King Saul was also the Lord's Christ, that is, anointed one, which is why David refused to kill Saul, because he himself said he is the Lord's anointed, that is, the Lord's Christ. These ancient shadows were all anointed to work in Israel until their deaths. But Christ was anointed as a royal priest to work in the kingdom of God over all nations forever. They were anointed by men with oil. Jesus was anointed by God with the Holy Spirit when he was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin. His humanity was anointed with the oil of his divinity. And this was publicly seen on the day of his baptism, as the Holy Spirit descended from heaven, anointing him, publicly declaring him to be the Christ, the Son of the living God. He carries out this office that in the Old Testament was threefold. He carries it out singularly by himself. For in him all the promises and shadows find their reality. He is the Christ, that is, the prophet, the priest, and the king. The prophet who preaches of the kingdom of God, the priest who makes atonement for the sins of man and intercedes for man, and the king who delivers us from every evil. In his day, there were many misconceptions about the Christ. There was much baggage connected with that title. Most wanted a glorious kingdom, as in the days of Solomon, when the Queen of Sheba came from a great distance in order to hear his wisdom and see his riches. Most wanted a political prosperity to be put back on the map, a Christ that would make them a proud nation once more, a Christ that would bring to them the blessings of God. You know the events of Palm Sunday. You know the subsequent events during Holy Week. all of Israel was a powder keg waiting to explode over the Christ. And the Romans knew it, and Jesus knew it, which is why he does not ask his disciples who he is in the cultural and political and religious center of Jerusalem, but he travels to the far northernmost reaches of Israel in Caesarea Philippi. Who do people say that I am? For the blessings are shockingly too spiritual and too heavenly for earthly-minded Israel. Yet we are no better. The church visible throughout the ages has corrupted the purpose of the Christ and turned him into a political or an earthly power that bestows the blessings that we want. Improve this world. Heal my body. Fix my relationships. Calm my troubles. Still the chaos. Stabilize the economy. What good is Christianity if it doesn't give us any immediate benefits? In other words, what good is Jesus as the Christ if he only has eternal gifts? So the living God who gives life through his incarnate word is ignored, despised, and rejected as simply the superstitious figure of a bygone era. The opinions of our fallen flesh must be drowned and discarded once more. They cannot understand how Jesus is the Christ or what that means, any more than Peter could understand by himself. It must be revealed by the Father. And the Father revealed that Jesus is the Christ to St. Peter, not chiefly through the miracles of Christ, though they were unique of Jesus alone, but chiefly through the Word. For through the preaching of the Word is God's creative power given to Peter to create faith in his heart, a faith that lives, a faith that boldly confesses, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." It is on the rock of that confession that Christ will build his church. That is, it is on the fact that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the Son of the living God. That is the foundation on which the church stands. For there is life in his name. Life in the prophet who preaches to us a righteousness of God found apart from the law. Life in the priest who makes full atonement for our sins and appeases the wrath of God. Life in the king who delivers us from every evil, crushes death's head, and rescues us from our ancient enemies. Whether Jew or Gentile, first century Christian or 21st century Christian, Jesus is and remains the Christ, our foundation and our life. This was not revealed to you by any man, but this was revealed to you by God himself. Yet he revealed it to you through a man. Peter is given the keys, but only on behalf of the whole group of disciples. Jesus asked all of them, "Who do people say that I am?" It is Peter that speaks on behalf of the group, and so it is Peter that receives the keys on behalf of the group. Bind, loose, forgive, retain, excommunicate, and absolve. This is the work of the ministry, for the purpose of the ministry is singular: to reveal that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, so that you might have life in his name. The minister may be the instrument that God uses, but it is still Christ who carries out this office. It is still Christ who preaches as prophet, Christ who still prays for you as priest, for only his sacrifice can atone for you. It is only Christ who defends you from every evil by his word. He no longer must win your salvation or atone for sin. That is done and accomplished. But it is still he who is the Christ. The Roman papacy wants to make the church built upon Peter, his character, his person. To the other extreme, we have most Protestants that completely despise the office of the ministry and view it only as a functional office, something that a man must do. Both deprive Christ of his rightful glory. For Christ is the one who preaches. And by ignoring him, they are in fact exalting fallen man. So let us not elevate this ministry, let us not despise this ministry, but let us see it for what it rightly is, as men through whom God works to preach and to save. It is not their ministry, it is Christ's, for he chooses, he sends, he calls, and he ordains. Jesus remains the Christ even today. He remains the Christ, the Son of the living God. This confession remains the defining characteristic of this office. Peter preached it to the Jews and Paul to the Gentiles. Names and faces have changed throughout 2,000 years, and yet the simple foundation has remained. Jesus is the Christ, your Lord, your Savior. There is no foundation but him. All other gods are dead, fake, pretend, figments of man's imagination. And so the rabbis, the imams, and the priests do not speak words of life, but they speak only dead words. There is no breath in them. There is no life in them. Their words cannot create. They cannot save. But Christ's word can. In these last days, he has spoken to you by his Son. And Christ speaks to you through his ministers. He creates faith. He gives life. He saves. He is not like Jonah, John, Elijah, or Jeremiah, or any other prophet. He is the foundation of your faith. He is your Lord and your Savior. He is your life. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.